New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell is showing off one of the city's gems, a public park known as Fort Rodman. It's located on a peninsula in the southeastern tip of the city.
Many people have an oh wow moment when they come over the crest of the hill. We have these panoramic views of Buzzards Bay that are quite spectacular. And you know, on a clear day like this, you can see the Elizabeth Islands just over there.
As its name implies, Fort Rodman is home to a coastal artillery fort designed before the Civil War. The park is now the scene for events like fundraisers, food truck gatherings, and kite flying festivals. A breathtaking waterfront view might not be the first thing that comes to mind when outsiders think of New Bedford. But Mayor Mitchell says public spaces like Fort Rodman are a vital part of enhancing the city.
This is something that we highlight because, you know, it's a strong selling point for the city. You stand out here and you forget that you're in a city. This is as untarnished of a view of ocean views you'll ever get.
Mitchell is 48. He grew up around New Bedford and went to law school after getting an economics degree at Harvard. He worked as a federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. and Massachusetts before first winning election as mayor in 2011. Mitchell settles into the passenger seat of an aging Volvo. His press secretary, Jonathan Carvalho, takes the wheel. As we drive around New Bedford, I ask Mitchell why he got into politics.
I think it's as simple as this. I care greatly about my city, and I thought that I could offer it some leadership that could help make it a better place. It doesn't go beyond that.
Mitchell's tenure at City Hall has coincided with improvement in the national economy. New Bedford's unemployment rate has fallen in recent years from almost 14% to about 7%. Still, the mayor is candid when asked about the top challenge facing the city.
What keeps you up at night?
Money. It's money. It's hard to pay the bills.
When it comes to the city's economy, he brings up New Bedford's most obvious asset, one that brings in more than $300 million in seafood each year.
The port is the most important one. As the largest commercial fishing port in America, we believe that you know, we're in a position to see further growth, not just in fishing, but also in businesses that evolve from commercial fishing. Value-added businesses like those things that are derived from fish, like cosmetics and pharmaceuticals and other consumer goods.
Because of its proximity to the water, New Bedford is banking on another natural asset, wind power, since it's close to one of the largest sources of wind reserves in the U.S. While the local wind industry is at an early stage, Mitchell says he's encouraged to see how three leading renewable energy companies have opened offices in the city.
Offshore wind is a big play for us, and that's shaping up well, and it will likely be a source of jobs for many years to come.
Mitchell is quick to point out some other local attractions, the city's increasingly popular restaurant scene, and an article in the Atlantic magazine that calls New Bedford home to one of the densest concentrations of artists in the U.S. He says enhancing the city's quality of life is a big part of giving it a brighter future.
This might sound like I'm stating the perfectly obvious, but we have to try relentlessly to be seen as a place that is simply nice to live in.
We make a stop at another one of Mayor Mitchell's favorite destinations, the New Bedford Hurricane Barrier, and get out to walk around. The barrier was built to protect the city's harbor and Clark's Cove after Hurricane Carol in 1954. But that protection brought with it a problem.
The problem historically has been that it has cut off the city from its water, a major part of the city from the water. So when I got into office a few years ago, I asked the question, like, why don't we do something about that?
The answer involved using state and local funds to create a pedestrian walkway and bicycle path on top of the hurricane barrier.
And it has become a major recreational amenity in the city that has enlivened the neighborhoods nearby, and it has drawn an awful lot of folks here. And I felt very strongly that public amenities as beautiful as this shouldn't be the sole province of affluent communities.
Next year, in 2019, the mayoral term in New Bedford will change from 2 years to 4 years, a move already approved by voters. Mitchell defers when asked how long he'd like to stay in the office. But when he does leave City Hall, he hopes to be remembered as someone who pointed the way forward for New Bedford and improved the way people see his native city. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.